Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff here.
This is Rich Swann.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it, bro.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Luke Owen is. Quote the Raven. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk Rumble. Now and live.
Well, by gum, it's only Survivor Series 2020 predictions time. Hello, I'm Alfred Blake. I am emceeing. I'm the referee for this predictions round as I have excluded myself from Survivor Series, the competition. It is Team Ollie and the All Authority versus Team Lukewarm at Survivor Series. Luke, I cannot help but notice you're a man down.
So first up, you may have noticed that some people have said that my gimmick feels like I'm appealing to the older demographic because it's a bit, some might say, 22 years out of date. So we're now appealing to the 18 to 49, the all-important 18 to 49 demographic, because we are the WAPs, the wet-ass predictions, and we've even got cans.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, mate. Cheers to you. Here's to the winning team.
Cool AF.
Cool AF.
There's some boys in this house.
That is so crude. Wow. So crude. Boys, adjust your jackets.
That's ridiculous.
Wet ass predictions. And yes, so we are. Our other guy is coming. I was just trying to delay a little bit there because they're on their way. They are on their way, but we are live. And, you know, okay. we're just a little bit late, but they are coming.
They did know that it was meant to start at 3 BST.
We're in touch.
They're coming.
Cool.
They're coming.
Okay, so the way this is going to work is each team is going to predict as a team. And then at the Survivor Series live reaction stream, which we will be doing this weekend, a person from each team, when your team loses one of the predictions, will be kicked from the show. Ollie, you gave me the power of referee to make the stipulations. I have made this stipulation. They will be kicked off the live reaction show to go to the Losers Lounge over on Wrestle 2, where they have to watch a live stream, but not the Survivor Series live stream that WWE will be putting on. No. They just have to watch everyone else watching the live stream. They have to watch the Wrestle Talk live stream.
Dumb that.
And miss the show. That is the rules for this weekend.
Real stupid.
So to clarify,
very high stakes.
Lozenge. If we predict the same thing and we both get it wrong, we stay, right?
It's only if the other team get it right and you've got it wrong. Then
one of the teams get.
Yeah.
This seems like a fantastic plan.
Pick all the same things, I guess. Also, if you want to be involved in our predictions competition at Wrestle League, Survivor Series is the end of one of our seasons and also the start of another one. So if you head over to, if you become a patron, a Pledgehammer on Patreon, you can join Wrestle League, which is the predictions competition. It will run all the way through to the Royal Rumble, I believe. So you get a chance to win an actual trophy and stuff, which would be fun. So go do that. Also, leave us chats. We'll go through them later. I don't know where they live now. I haven't been on the live stream for a while. Can someone please tell them?
WrestleTalk.com/support is the link you need.
Because we've just changed it. There you go. WrestleTalk.com/support.
I've already got.
I knew you were wearing a jacket for something, Pete.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, just want to say real quick, just before we start, I'm really looking forward to the Losers Lounge becoming the Lukewarm Lounge because they're all losers.
Love that.
Adjust the jackets, please. Adjust the jackets.
So good.
And Laurie, I noticed when you were speaking to Mr. Davis, you referred to him as Ollie.
I noticed that too, Lee.
If you could refer to him as Mr. Davis,
it's Mr. Davis.
Okay. I think that would be appreciated.
Okay, so I am going to, for the sake of impartiality, I'm going to flip a coin to see who gets to make the first pick for every single prediction, to keep it impartial and give someone else, you know, so no one gets an unfair advantage by getting to pick first. So let's start with Bobby Lashley, United States champion, versus Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental champion. Luke Worm, could you heads or tails for me?
Queen, please. Queens for Queen.
Queen.
Ding. No queen.
Oh, it's a queen. It's a queen. So, Luke, you get to go first, mate.
Yeah.
Rowdy, everyone. Don't use Louis. Don't use Dangor's. Don't use the face of Dangor. He's ours.
Beer 52. Get rowdy. Get rowdy.
Get rowdy, everyone. Getting rowdy.
Stop using Nugar's face. He's not your name.
Give me a yes, please. So, Adam, I mean, we could go Sammy here because he's got some nefarious means behind him, hasn't he?
Look, while Sami Zayn has, you know, become the king of prop comedy shenanigans, do we really think that WWE is going to put Sami Zayn over two pay-per-views in a row?
Yeah, you're right.
Not on your life. I mean, I don't know about you, mate, but I am thinking that after everything with the Hurt Business has been like the kind of the best thing on Raw for a while, it's Bobby Lashley. Look at the size of him, and it's Sami Zayn. For me, the only answer is Bobby Lashley.
In fact, I think this match might go dead short. It may just be like one move, but yeah, I think it will be Bubbles Lashley is our pick. Get rowdy, everyone!
Get rowdy!
Get rowdy!
Bobby Lashley for Team Luke. Pete and Louis' team, who are you going for?
No.
It's Mr. the all authority.
Davis is the all authority team.
Oh, yeah. No, but they said I could only refer to you as a thing, so I've referred to the rest of your team.
We can say all authority if that's
no, just too complicated. Pete and Louis, it's fine. Just who are you going for, guys?
Okay.
What are we thinking?
I mean,
guys? Wait. Huddle in. What do we got?
So I think
Louis, you're texting all of the wrestlers, right? You know who's going to win.
The other team aren't going to see this one coming.
Really?
But Bobby Lashley's winning.
Bobby, they just chose Bobby Lashley.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby Lashley's winning.
Okay. Go for okay, Bobby so we've Lashley. Got that. Right.
Nice okay.
One. Go for it. Go
okay.
For it. Who would you
if
like?
If this continues, you will be hearing from my legal team.
I don't think he's pressing it. It's not me, though. It's not me.
When the loser lounge.
Stop this.
We're going to go with Bobby Lashley also.
So you've also gone with Bobby Lashley. So in this one.
Good team.
Yeah, off to a mad hot start there. That loser lounge not going to fill up on the first match. Let's see if we can get any differences in who's going to go into the loser lounge for the New Day, the Raw Tag Team Champions, versus the Street Profits, the SmackDown Tag Team Champions. They obviously just swapped belts when the old switcheroo happened. What would you like, Ollie, heads or tails?
I'm going to go with tails, and yes, that's right. It is Mr. Davis. Tails never fails.
Well, it's really staying up there. Hang on.
Oh, wow.
That's a big...
Oh, it's heads.
It's heads.
Oh,
heads again.
Oh, good. Could you Team lukewarm get to... Pardon, what?
Doesn't feel like you flipped it properly.
I did flip it
How
properly.
High are your ceilings? That was a
could
really
you show? Could you show the coin?
Houses in Manchester are massive. It's one of those... It's a green coin. It doesn't show up on the green screen.
I believe it. I've never been there.
It's Laurie knows content. More about
it. That's why we don't use money on streams, guys. Come on.
Laurie told me this earlier. He does know how green screen stuff works. So
it's true. Yeah.
Nothing I can do. But okay. Yeah. You've got another pick. First pick.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Not going to help you.
Totally tubular.
Wet ass predictions.
Wet ass predictiones. I'm going to go. Well, look, WWE are making their employees real sad right now. And one of the saddest things that we've seen in wrestling recently is the splitting up of the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying Boo Earns. So like, I feel like they might just give this to the New Day to be like, sorry for splitting you up, guys. And this is the first time we've properly seen the New Day on pay-per-view since they've split up, right? So I'm thinking they kind of give them a little thing. What are you thinking, Luke?
I'm in a complete agreement with you. That's why I've picked you to be on my team. One of the smartest men in the room, of course. Cheers to you, sir.
Oh, cheers to you, mate.
Cheers to you, mate.
Cheers,
mate.
Beers, big ears. These Beer like 52 it. Beers are just so delicious.
They are delicious. But yeah, I think we go with New Day on this one. It's a New Day, yes, it is. And as much as I love the Street Profits, and as much as I think that they are in line for some form of a push, I think that New Day are going to get the win here.
One might even say, it's a New Day, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. No, get rowdy. You. Get rowdy.
It's a new gay. Yes, it is.
What did you just say?
Sorry, what?
Ollie, new control gay. Your team.
Hang out of order.
New gay. My
heck of a way to come out of the closet, Louis.
my name is New Gay.
Your Tinder profile, mate, is misleading people.
Enough.
Well, enough. That's that the All Authority is an all-encompassing, accepting, diverse group of three white men. I'd just like to put that out there first. Okay, huddle in, guys. Please. Right, so we've gone for we've both got Bobby Lashley so far. I think a lot of these champion versus champion matches can go either way. Apart from the Bobby Lashley one, he's definitely winning. But Street Profits, New Day, I can see the Street Profits getting this win as sort of like their first big arrival. Because like they haven't had a big proper win or program for ages. I know Andrade and Angel Garza was huge, but I feel like this could be the time Street Profits could get a big win here.
Yeah, I mean, from what they've been building on SmackDown with the whole Big E thing, Big E's been kind of negging them on, and Street Profits saying that they're going to win and all that stuff. It looks like they're having the Street Profits having the feel good. We're arriving here, and then the New Day can give them a handshake after the match and be like, we respect you and all that stuff. So I think it could be Street Profits here.
I agree. It's about time Street Profits won on pay-per-view. Hey, you haven't done that at all this year.
Stay out of our predictions.
It's our group huddle, okay?
Where is your decorum?
Right there, buddy boy.
Stop this.
What a glitch.
So yes, I do think Street Profits are going to win. I think New Day got a big win over Hurt Business on Monday. I think Street Profits win.
We're going Street Profits, please. Purple lorry.
Street Profits. It's Undertaker themed. Come on, guys. Prince.
I got it.
Or Prince, yeah, or Prince. Just because Prince is great. So that is the first difference. So whoever wins this one gets to keep all their members in the game. Whoever loses this one of their members gets sent over to the Losers Lounge on Wrestle 2 to continue watching the live stream.
Jog on, lads.
Probably these Jog guys.
On. Yeah, these guys. Yeah.
Right, let's do the next one, which is Asuka, the Raw Women's Champion, versus Sasha Banks, the SmackDown Women's Champion. Who do you think is going? Well, actually, what do you want, Luke? Do you want heads or tails? Fairness, obviously. Because also, people are in the comments. People are talking about the legitimacy of this coin that I'm flipping. Obviously, that I can't show on screen. Like, I could hold it here. Look, I'm holding it now, but you can't see it.
The green screen. I can see it, mate.
I can see it. It's right there.
Yeah. Queens Clang. For queen, please. Yeah.
Queen for queens.
Queens, please.
Yeah. I'm also going to go queen. For queens.
Oh no, you can't do that. That's not the way it works. You pick the last one, and you have to. Luke just gets to pick.
In the interest of fairness. Coin. Yeah.
Can we not? In the interest of fairness, Ollie, I'll let you choose.
It's Mr. Davis.
Look, in the interest, if you're gonna kick up a fuss, you choose what you want the coin to be.
Queen.
Okay.
Got it.
In the bag, boys.
That's the other one. It's the other. Oh. Luke, you get to pick first. The advantage, team lukewarm.
That's what the kids like. So I don't know. Adam,
Yes, mate.
That's it's the Asuka Sasha Banks, right? Yeah. Cool. So, poor old Asuka hasn't had a feud since Bayley and Banks. And this is kind of like, you know, they're clashing again in ring. It's the one time of the year where these sorts of matches are going to happen between. Yeah.
It's the only time.
Asuka, it's the only time of the year where Raw and SmackDown stars go head to head in direct competition. And I think that Asuka is going to pick up a win because she took a lot of losses to Asuka and Bayley throughout the year. I think she's going to get a big win here. And then hopefully, I'd like to think, that will set her up for a big program on Raw against...
Also, Asuka has no enemies, whereas Sasha has Uno Duo. She's got Carmella and she's got, of course, Bayley waiting in the wings, both of which are going to kind of be there to kind of hobble her at a crucial moment. I think the Empress of Tomorrow, I think you're bang on the banana.
Absolutely. Getting rowdy, mate.
Get rowdy.
Get rowdy. Cheers,
bang on.
Radical.
Banana.
Cowabunga.
Team Louis and Pete.
Jubilee.
Team on authority. So, Louis, what's your take here? You've been texting everyone on Raw, right?
Yeah, as the person within the office who's leading in within Wrestle League, I think I'm in a good position to say Asuka's going to win.
What's he thinking here? Why? Show me the workings.
Very much similar to Mr. Blompier and what he had to say.
Can't hear this. You can't hear this. This is a private huddle.
No, it's a private huddle. It's the All Authority.
As a referee, I do say that stands. It's similar filmmaking logic to the green coin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. Asuka has no rivals. Sasha Banks has two. That's an easy out. Sasha Banks has won recently in probably the best women's match in recent memory. Asuka, I can't remember the last time she won a match apart from Raw on Monday and against Zelina Vega. And a big match.
Are we ruling out a Vega return here to cost Asuka the match?
Listen, I know it's been contentious, but I've checked with my sources and they don't think it's likely. The Zelina Vega returns. I think. Do we get an extra point for predicting that, referee? No.
I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah, we do.
I'll check the bylaws.
The Asuka, obviously, Sasha Banks won back in June, July time in their match. Mm-hmm. But didn't she literally lost the title? They had a match on Raw, didn't they?
365 of them.
So who won the most there?
It was a combination of the two. Asuka won the last one, regaining the title.
All right.
But you think WWE remembers what happened on Raw, nonetheless, in July?
What are you echoing Asuka here, Chopper? I think it can go either way.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to go with what the All Authority thinks.
It's getting dark.
So let's do Asuka.
Let's go for Asuka. We're going for Asuka. Lock it in.
Asuka's in.
Asuka as well.
Great pick team. Come
on, guys. Dynamite. Right in there. Well done. Nice turnaround.
Good copying.
Very well. That's a good choice. Okay.
Copying.
Let's do the women's Survivor Series match. The Raw team is currently Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, and Lana. The SmackDown team, a bit less together, a bit more like a certain person's team here. Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and two TBD. Speaking of TBD, Luke, where's your third man?
I've been texting them. I've been sort of messaging them. They are on their way. They're just having some internet troubles at the moment, but they are on their way. I'm just going to send them in just another quick message.
Yuck, it sounds like stalling to me.
Like he's got anyone.
Okay, well, if Luke's sending a message, Adam, do you want to pick heads or tails to see who goes first?
I'd love to. Can I get an edge, please?
You want an edge, yeah? Oh, yeah. That's actually quite hard. I'll do it on the table just to see.
Cheers.
Well, we're going for face, by the way. Any face, that means heads or tails.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's now... This is crazy, guys. You know, like the top in Inception?
Mm.
It just keeps spinning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just doing that.
What?
Wow. That seems implausible.
It's like spinning... Spinning on its edge.
We'll knock it over.
Getting rowdy for that, mate.
This is impossible.
Hey, not me. Physics is on their side.
Look, guys, he's trustworthy. There are some he's proven himself quite a few times as a trustworthy man.
He is.
Something smells fishy.
Quite noisy.
You're right, Louis.
I smell some fishiness going on here.
You wipe your ass or something. Just sniffing your fingers. You're all right, lad.
KFC.
Something's fishy.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Stop that. Stop that.
So it's the SmackDown Women's. I believe I won the coin toss. Yes.
Yes, it's the the Women's Survivor Series, the traditional Survivor Series elimination match.
So, now,
Adam, if you will, now Raw's got a complete team, right? They've got a complete team, but how on earth will they coexist? How can they Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler? Like, how will they coexist? Whereas SmackDown, you've got the Riot Squad already on the team. You've got Bianca Belair, who WWE reportedly are high on backstage, which I think is unique to her. We don't know who the other two are.
She's going to be on Twitch soon, is she? What?
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, there's every chance that Billie Kay could get on this team, which is a pretty winning entry onto the SmackDown team.
It's probably her best odds yet, actually.
So look, right? The point of Survivor Series matches when they work is generally to make a star, right? That's what Randy Orton did. You know, it's always there to kind of spotlight someone. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to make Bianca Belair in this match.
Yes.
This is the time to make Bianca Belair. I think, don't get me wrong, I know everyone's talking about Lana. I think Lana does the traditional Survivor Series thing, goes 3-1 down, manages to get it back to 1-on-1, but she's not quite going to make it over the finishing line, and SmackDown are going to win. That's what I think. Lana's a red herring, literally.
Like me, you think it's Team Blue.
Team Blue, all the way.
Team Blue.
Team Blue.
That's Team Blue. Woo! We're going to SmackDown, please.
Clowns.
Bit of blue for the dads.
Bit of blue. Bit of blue and a
bit of blue for dads. Ooh, bit of blue.
Nugget and friends. Who are you going for?
Dabs.
New guy.
New gay.
So I've been thinking for a while that the Bianca Belair spot's a good shout. I think they'll do classic. She'll get eliminated early though. I think she'll get the power spots. She'll get to look strong, but then she'll be eliminated potentially by brawling outside the ring and around the Thunderdome area. It's a count out.
She'll get the Walter spot from last year. She'll look really good for a couple minutes and then just get eliminated.
Yeah. I think they're telling the story about Lana coming back at the end here. She gets put through the table right from the get-go by Nia Jax out of some kind of team combustion thing. I think Nia Jax and Shayna are the people WWE are going to push most out of this tensum. Bianca Belair will be in there as well, but ultimately everyone's going to forget about Lana. She's going to sneak in just like that Royal Rumble, the Battle Royal rather, last month, and get the win at the end. What do you
think? I think that it's going to last three is going to be Shayna Baszler, Bianca Belair. Shayna Baszler is they're both going to pin each other. Lana's going to be on the outside through a table and will win the match.
Money finish.
That's what's going to happen because...
Well, like both shoulders down in a cradle.
But so no, you know, like the both of us down, the arms like over each other. We've both been pinned. There's no winner. It's a draw. And then someone goes, no, Lana's, look, she was never eliminated. She's just on the floor dead over the announce table.
That sounds awful. They'll totally do it.
They will. They're 100% because they're not going to do the whole Lana 3-on-1 thing because that makes Lana look credible. And I don't think they want to make her look credible. They think this is funny.
No. It'll be Nia Jax gets eliminated by Bianca Belair. They're the last two.
And she'll get rolled up early.
Out of annoyance, Nia Jax will destroy Belair. And then Lana sneaks in. She's still there and pins
potentially.
Belair.
But I mean, semantics don't matter. We're all agreeance in Team Raw, the Raw Women's team.
Raw Women's
Team Raw.
Raw Women. Look at these ideas. Put us on a booking committee. None of this. How Adam would have booked rubbish. Stop it.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Right across the prow there. Well, that's a difference. That's good. This is good. This means that someone's going to have to go to the losers' lounge after this match, because you've gone for.
Yes, sorry, mate. A quick update. my guy is on their way.
On their way.
They're just rebooting the router.
Yeah. Oh, good. It's just good to check because it's getting towards the end now. We've only got two more.
I know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Do you like quizzes? Do you like wrestling? Do you like watching self-professed experts in their fields being exposed as dangerous frauds? Then you'll love Quizzlemania, brought to you by Parts Funknown, the team behind acclaimed wrestling RPG No Rolls Barred. Join us every week as four wrestling pundits pit their knowledge against each other in a cerebral wrangle for prizes, glory, and a bit of good old-fashioned escapism. Enjoy the videos live every Wednesday on Parts Funknown's YouTube channel, or subscribe right now to have them beam straight to your mobile device. Quizzlemania, it's the showcase of the Immorons.
And speaking of which, should we do some of these hyper chats? Or
Let's do a couple of hyper chats.
Let's do them. I've got them.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You got them?
As Mr. Davis's right hand man, I will take the responsibility away from him, and I'll do it for you.
We've got on his left.
I'm actually on his right.
Yeah, but you're on his left to us.
I'm on his right. Sort it out, mate. Oh, we've got a hyper chat ultra. Chat Streamlabs from Carol Ones, who says, we're not rude, we're not mean, we're gonna cheer for the other team. Go, Ollie Authority, go off your chairs, out your doors. Your predictions will have no scores. Go, Luke, hashtag get rowdy.
He put their own aside.
What a swerve.
What a journey,
like a big div.
Renee says, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on your area of location. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and make sure that you drink plenty of water. You're all looking very splendid on this lovely Wednesday. Have a great rest of the day, which was definitely addressed to the Old Authority and not you guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did do Adam's catchphrase, though.
Yeah. That was nestled in there.
That's my catchphrase.
That was a neck, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yes, you're right.
No, I got a jab. Yeah. One from Bo Hill says, Blompier looks like every drug dealer in every 90s movie.
I mean, early 2000s as well.
Yeah. If the drug someone is said, fun.
Someone says you look like Vince Russo in the comments.
Oof.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that hurts.
Yeah.
Deep cut, that one. Deep cut. Ooh, there it is.
Ooh.
Yep. Looks like Vince Russo. Mm. Robert Steedley says, I'm loving this. I follow all your channels. Team I think will win is lukewarm.
Oh, yeah, Gary!
Guys, this is good. No one believes in us, so we're going to prove them all wrong.
We're the underdogs. We are. Oh, yeah. People love an underdog story.
The underdogs from the underground, the only authority. Mm.
How do you feel about being an underdog, Ollie, considering it's your channel?
Mm.
Yeah. And it's 3-on-2.
Well, that's your mistake. It's the people's channel.
Huh. He's not wrong.
Who are you looking at over there?
We'll do one more.
Fans.
Who's over there, mate?
It's loads of people.
He has a balcony. He's just sitting on a balcony.
We've got an earpiece in telling you what to say. Should we have some more? Let's have a couple more.
I got one more here. Real Bit said, I really like this one. When I saw Luke type Adam, I marked out, and then Blompier's face showed up. What a wet fart. Suck it, Adam.
That's fair.
Yeah, unfortunately, Adam Pearson said no.
Yeah, I got that. I reckon he would have been good at this as well.
He would have been good, yeah. Yeah,
but, okay. You know, did you see his Puzzle Mania?
Yeah, DuckTales Series 2.
It was rubbish.
Okay.
I destroyed him.
That's like trivia, not a guessing who's going to win a match.
I'm now the mastermind champion.
It's fine. Not guessing.
Don't worry
about it. It's a science.
Okay, well, let's continue. Makes sense. Let's continue the science, shall we?
Yes.
If you want to get in your Ultra Streamlabs chats, go to wrestletalk.com/support.
Then you
can do yours, and we'll read your messages out at the end of the show.
We will indeed. So let's talk about the men's traditional Survivor Series elimination match, which is Team Raw of Keith Lee, AJ Styles, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle. Where did the mat go? And then also versus the SmackDown team of Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and a TBD.
Oh, that TBD. All important, just hanging there.
Who could be TBD? Who do you think? Let's say Nugget. Do you want to pick a heads or tails?
Yeah.
I'll let you if you want. You could like. I mean, you guys have not. You've not actually had the chance to pick first at all so far.
Come on, you got this. Do you want to pick both sides?
I don't know. Like, do you want to pick the whole coin or something?
Just to check, Nugget's like really young. Does he know what a coin is?
It's not a Bitcoin. It's like a.
Do you not just flip like a credit card?
No, it's like a chip and pin, but smaller and worthless.
Mm.
Like a contactless thing. Go on.
What's it made out of?
Pig's guts, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah.
And what are the options? Right? Heads and queens.
Heads or tails. So one is a picture. One's a picture of a person who I'm sure you don't know who they are. And the other one is just like a pattern that says something nice normally. And usually like the amount that's the coin's worth, whether that's like a farthing or whatever.
I've got a bit of insight, Louis. It's obviously a magical coin.
So it's choose, both one side.
Choose the edge again.
The edge.
Like not the YouTube guitarist. The edge.
Yeah. The rated R superstar, the edge. We pick the edge.
You pick the edge. Okay, so here we go.
Nailed it.
We got it. Come on.
Oh my god. It's transforming. And it's turning into like I see like a face or so. He's got long hair and a beard and
sounds like Edge. Look,
like, hang on, wait, it's changing still. Hang on. Oh no, that's just Christian. It's changed to Christian, guys. I'm sorry.
So close.
That's us. Yeah. We'll take that.
So close.
It's Team Lukewarm again. You were so good with the call of it being a magic coin. I didn't even know that.
Great insight.
Right, Team Lukewarm.
Great insight.
Team Lukewarm. Yeah, well done. Great insight. Ollie,
sorry, I let you down.
I don't want to sound like I'm a broken record here, Adam, but how can Team Raw possibly get along?
How can they possibly coexist
at this point here?
I mean, so it's all about that TBD, and I think that TBD is a T-Big-E.
Hello.
Ooh.
He of Big Push in line, Big E.
Big Push for a Big E. I think we're looking at Soul Survivor, Mr. Langston. I think it's difficult. You don't want to bet against Braun Strowman. He never bloody loses these things, but he might get counted out. So I think we're looking at a SmackDown. I think they're going to give them both to SmackDown. and have Raw kind of combust and have them kind of, or maybe even Retribution comes in and does a big schmoz. And I see SmackDown coming out ahead of both.
I can almost see Braun, Riddle, Lee, and Sheamus brawling with each other so much that it is brawl to the back and it's just AJ left on his own to face off against Corbin. You probably might be there. And but
what
like
about, you know, you're absolutely...
what?
Almost the associate.
Well, he'll also be there, yes. Yeah, he will also be there, but he's not in the match. But I can certainly see that you are right with the Big E thing. I can see that happening. Don't forget that Jey Uso is also on that team as well with his tribal connections. I know we picked for the Team Blue for the ladies, but I think we should also pick Team Blue for the men's.
Yeah.
Dab, dab, dab.
Dab, dab, dab.
Twin dabs for Team SmackDown.
Wet-ass predictions.
Wet-ass predictions. There's some boys in this house.
Chops and chums, what are you going for?
The most successful Survivor Series predictions I've ever done was when I picked Raw to win every match as a joke. And it happened. And right now, we
genuinely happened.
Yeah.
We picked Lashley, which is Raw.
Mm-hmm.
We picked New Day, Raw.
We picked Street Profits.
You picked Street Profits.
New Day.
I picked Street Profits.
Who were Raw before. Yeah. So.
So you pick Lashley, Street Profits. Okay, so we're more balanced. I'm just concerned. I don't think. Yeah. It's just how does this play into? Because I know what we've already talked about. What we want to go for the main event.
Think about the meat. Think about the meat on offer. You think anyone is pinning Braun Strowman and Keith Lee?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's the problem. No, they could, but like Luke said, they could brawl to the back. And
no. I think we can bank on this. We can bank on Raw men.
Pete, what's been going on SmackDown?
I mean, Jey Uso came up short against Drew McIntyre on SmackDown last week. There's a chink in the armor there. There's a something that he's not infallible. There's a weakness on SmackDown. They've got a TBD. We don't know who that is. It's probably going to be someone anticlimactic for sure. Definitely won't be Big E. Absolutely not happening. So I'm pretty sure that they've been doing the whole Raw story of how will they coexist and trying to get along where they actually will at the show. And it's going to be them standing tall afterwards. And they go, see, the code names did work.
I've got another one. That Drew McIntyre's next WWE Championship feud is going to be with Sheamus.
Yep.
So I think he's going to get a really good showing here. And I think Almas or Big Jordan or whatever his name is, AJ's associate, that huge guy, is going to get involved somehow. Because he hasn't actually got physically involved in anything yet. He's just carried Jeff Hardy like a baby.
And think about the SmackDown side. So they've got Seth Rollins, who's supposedly going off.
Yeah.
So can afford to take a loss. They've got Jey Uso, who actually a loss could further his story with Roman Reigns.
Yeah,
might not even be the worst thing. Be quiet. They've got a King Corbin, who is there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got Kevin Owens, who
loses a lot.
Yeah. Is there. I think
I think it's a Raw win.
You want to go Raw?
Yeah, I think it's a Raw win.
Raw win.
Oh, God. Oh, we got a pick. Good. Okay, so Raw.
Wait. How many do we differ on so far?
You differ on this one. So you've gone Raw. They've gone SmackDown.
Yeah.
You differ on the Women's Survivor Series match.
Mm-hmm.
You've gone Raw. They've gone SmackDown. You differ on the New Day and the Street Profits. You went for the Street Profits, and I believe they went for the New Day. Mm-hmm. So you differ on three of them, which gives the option that basically an entire team could... Almost an entire team could go into the losers' lounge, right? So, it could all come down to this one, which is Drew McIntyre, the WWE champion, versus Roman Reigns, the Universal champion, for the final flip of the coin. Lukewarm Luke Owen, do you want to tell me what you want? And also, is your man here?
They are literally like I've just been texting them. They are on their way. They've just the routers are having some issues. They'll be here. They will be here. Also, shout out Robert Steadley, who sent in an Uber chat that said, this is my first time pledging. I've watched this channel for years, making me wish I don't live across the pond. Team Ole Authority really needs one thing to win. And that is to get rowdy.
No.
I swerved you.
Cheer up, Nugget.
And Rakshid Kanar says, how about this stipulation? If Luke wins, Ollie doesn't get to challenge for the title again.
Ooh. This year. This
sounds
year.
Like we're desperately trying to build something at the last minute.
I'm not Cody Rhodes or the Young Buck. Not putting that on. Look at old man Luke taking off his glasses there. Just to quite read those. You just can't quite read,
the other screen there. Yeah, it was actually really dark. Well, the problem is you guys taking so long to pick something. It's now dark outside.
There's three of us. And it's
we're still some proper lighting, mate.
With the time.
We're stalling time because we want to sell this Survivor Jam. So we're stalling time to make sure your guy gets here. Where is he?
Come on. Last one.
Last one. Let's do it.
What do you want on the coin, Luke?
What do I want on the coin? It's not failed me. Queens for queen.
Queen for queen. You want the queen on the coin? The coin actually just says, it's just kind of working like a magic eight ball now. It's just showing me a queen. That's mad. How mad is that? It's queen. Team Luke again.
Nice.
Right.
Feels good.
Again, that seems implausible.
Adam, this is a tough one.
Chopper, right. Which bit specifically? You're going to have to narrow it down.
Lots of it.
Like what? Like the fact that the coin has always
it's an able,
gone to
showing the queen.
Showed
it's
us
always
the
gone to
Christian.
Team lukewarm the whole time. The green screen, magic coin landed on the edge. You know, lots of things. Just don't.
Do you know how crazy you sound?
I know.
Do you know how crazy you sound.
I'm not saying that you're tampering with anything, but it's some things just don't add up. You know.
The equation, like your maths, Pete, it's completely plausible for a coin to show the same thing every single time. That's that every single flip of a coin has the same odds, Pete.
He's a trustworthy guy, Pete. Let this
he
one
is
go.
Trustworthy. I know.
Now, Adam,
Luke.
Hear me out.
All right, mate.
Hear me out on this one.
Yes, mate.
This is a tough one.
Yes.
Roman's getting the big push.
Mate.
Drew's just won the belt.
Mm. Come on, sell me. Sell me a dream.
Do you want to go, Drew? The big win over the big dog. Just won the title. You got the Fiend.
So here's what could happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drew wins. Sneaky roll up. Roman Reigns goes mental. Kills Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
10 years. After he cashed in the Amway Center.
No.
In comes The Miz, pins Drew McIntyre, becomes the new WWE champion.
It's totally possible. But crucially, Drew wins.
Drew wins.
Let's do it. No, we're doing it. It's done now.
Smack the system. Smack
Drew
the system.
Wins.
Smack your that's machine.
It. Yeah.
Dab. Dab.
We're so cool.
Okay, so we had Roman Reigns before the Drew McIntyre win. What do you think, Pete, about Drew getting the win? Has that changed?
No.
Thoughts?
No. Roman's winning. Like, I mean, you've seen everything that he's done on SmackDown since his return, right?
Yeah.
This is the most protected Roman's been, and Roman's been protected his entire career. It's Roman. He's winning. I'm sorry. It's Roman. You'd be foolish to pick anything else.
Mm. You're the same, Louis.
Yeah, I mean, Roman. So, Drew's not winning. Drew is not pinning Roman. It could potentially be a double DQ. I'm not ruling that one out of the question. Mm. But I very much doubt Drew is going to pin or beat Roman. So I think we're pretty safe banking on a Roman Reigns win. Listen, he's not losing. He is not losing.
And if they want to do a cop-out, they can have the Fiend interfere and attack Drew McIntyre. He's been, the puppets have been showing up in the background of
Drew's shots and stuff. If that's the direction they want to go, they have that out to try and make Drew lose. Either way, Drew's not winning.
Yep,
he's just not.
All right. Okay. We'll stick with Roman Reigns because that's. Oh my god! I was just going to say WWE had that planned. I think that implies they don't change their minds.
Mm-hmm.
It's Roman Reigns. To be Roman Reigns.
Yeah, to be fair to you, they always have Roman Reigns stuff planned out because he has a lot of involvement in that. So I reckon we're safe in thinking Roman will win. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
So that's it. You've gone Roman.
Give us a padlock because we are locking it in, mate.
You're locking it. I should have got some Chris Tarrant style lighting to be like, is that your final answer?
We're super confident.
You're super confident. Yeah, so you look incredibly confident.
Yeah, we are.
You look completely unfazed, not nervous at all. Mm-mm. Not like something important, like a championship is on the line. I guess the people who get eliminated have to go to a loser's lounge and they have to not watch the stream. They just have to watch the other people watching the stream.
It's live reactions. Live reactions.
It's live reactions, live reactions. That's what it is, because fakey, makey, the rules, which Ollie Davis,
Mr.
was
Davis.
All part Davis. Of my plan. Because, look, where is your where's your final member, mate?
I feel like the third man has been here the whole time.
Oh, for God's sake.
What? No!
No!
It was a ruse!
I bought you that referee shirt!
Is fake.
No.
Fake it all. Yes. You all thought that he wasn't going to be part of Survivor Jams. He was always on my team.
Oh, Ollie, I just let you waste your time, man. Just let you waste it. You thought you were going to get me, and as soon as you didn't, you panicked. And look at the chumps you got on your team. Chopper,
they're not chumps.
I made him. Louis, nothing. What's he about? I have won the predictions competition 3 times, son.
I'm a 2-time champion.
Yeah, I haven't been in that competition yet, but I am the predictions champion. So in your face, mate. Team Lukewarm, gonna win.
Yeah, it's getting around.
Yay!
See you in the loser's lounge. Yeah, well, I won't see you in the loser's lounge.
I'll see you in the loser's lounge. There. I'll be watching it from the winner's place.
That's not how it works.
That's how it works. I'll be watching that too. I've got multiple screens up. Have we got any more hyper chats to get through?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to read them, Chubbs?
Yes, I do.
I have to read them.
Yeah. Old man. Hello is the name of the person. Said, I hope the blue team wins Survivor Series. The red side has this crazy clown-looking guy with a cult. If the red team is losing, I suspect they'll tell the ref to stop counting pins. In WrestleTalk Civil War, who is everyone? Like Iron Man and Captain America?
Iron Man, definitely.
I'm Billy Bean from Moneyball.
Okay. We'll go with that then. Neck Drop Surname said, just like his debut, Undertaker is the TBD for SmackDown and cleans house to win.
Oh, no.
Get rowdy, Team Lukewarm.
Get rowdy. Get rowdy. Get
and
rowdy.
Finally, Connor Shaw said, Almas Jordan also stands for AJ. Lol.
Ooh.
Yeah, great stream, lads.
Didn't get that.
Oh, my gosh. Much.
We've got our full team, boys.
We do.
Yeah,
We're going to be there on Sunday. Survivor Jams.
Bo gets it.
Yeah. That's the way.
Is this your burner account, Luke?
Create logical stories, they said.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. Anyway, Survivor Jam 2020 Sunday.
Survivor Jam. I mean, the fun is that, yeah, people are actually going to have to be in a stream watching the stream if they lose.
Yeah.
Please head over and become a Pledge Hammer on Patreon and take part in the Predictions competition because it all starts up again. Wrestle League at Survivor Series is the first one of a new series that runs all the way through to the Royal Rumble. So if you're not on board already, it is a really good time to get on board. Head over to the WrestleTalk.com/merch, WrestleMerch.com to get t-shirts and support the team of your choice. You can either give me a yes, please, or you could back the Ol Authority. I don't know what your slogan is, Ollie. What is it?
That's such good jam.
Good jam. That's
great, great slogan, my friend. No, yeah. Thank you.
Give me a yes, please.
Yes, give please. Me a yes, please.
Your jam, that no, champion.
You. No, thank you.
You can end the stream now, Rich.
You can end that stream now, Rich, because that was pretty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.